Colossians chapter 3, Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. Amen. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. And it says this, I want to read down through verse 3. If ye then be risen with Christ, now how are we risen with Christ? That's when we receive the Holy Ghost. The resurrection power of Jesus that raised up Christ from the dead, if it be in you, it will quicken your mortal bodies. If then ye be risen with Christ, what do we do after we get the Holy Ghost? What do we do with our life after we receive the Holy Ghost and we're baptized and we start walking with the Lord? That's a big question. That's a question that all of us ask, and it's a very valid question. It's more, I've said it many times, it's more than just coming to church. Amen. But it's not complicated. I'm going to tell you tonight, it's not complicated. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. So seek those things above. And then it says, set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Amen. Your life is hid with Christ in God. And it is hidden when we seek the things that are above, and when we put our affections, or we love the things that pertain to heaven. Amen. Praise the Lord. I know it sounds simple, but it's very powerful. And it will change your life over and over and over and over again. Amen. When we seek those things which are above, and we set our affections on things above. I was so excited about coming to church tonight. Amen. Got here an hour before prayer. Can you believe that? I've known some people that love their job, and they're there an hour, 2 hours early every day. And after they're done, yeah, nobody here is saying amen. There's been a few of them, all right? Not a lot, but there's been a few. And if you love what you're doing, there's something positive about that. Amen. And then I've seen them where after work is over, they just sit out in the parking lot for a little while before they leave. And I thought, boy, this is one committed puppy here. Praise the Lord. Fred's shaking his head. I'm out of here. Amen. And Fred started his new job this week. We're excited about that. Amen. Amen. I want to talk about your hidden life tonight. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Your hidden life. Amen. Oh, we look good here tonight. We look good here tonight. We come looking good. We dress up for church. We brush our teeth, hopefully, and we comb our hair, hopefully, and we just look good when we come to the house of the Lord. But that's not what we are and who we are, necessarily. Amen. What we are and who we are is our hidden life, what goes on in the secret places. Amen. And I want to encourage us tonight that we should put our life, that we should hide our life with Christ in God. Amen. Lord, we thank you tonight for the Word of God. Speak to us, touch us, encourage us here in the middle of the week, and use us for your glory through the Word of God. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You can be seated tonight, and let's get right into the Word of the Lord. I don't plan to preach a long time, but I do want to get this off of my chest tonight. Amen. You know, valuable things. Have you got any things that are valuable in your life, whether it be money or whether it be some possession that is a valuable thing? Valuable things are generally the things that we hide. Amen. We have safes. If you have a safe in your house, you're not going to put your valuable things out in around the house. You're going to put it in the safe, so that it will be protected and hidden. Amen. We have in the banks, we have safe deposit boxes, And those require two keys, one from the bank person and one of your keys, and you have to sign in and sign out in order to get into a safe deposit box, because it is there to hide things or to conceal or to save things that are valuable to us. Amen. And I know tonight that the most valuable thing that we could ever possess in our life is Jesus Christ. Amen. What a beautiful song tonight that Chas sang. And he is so precious to us. He is number one in everything. Amen. We must put him first in everything. And Paul wrote about it to the Colossians here, and he said, "Ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God." Amen. I want to just ask us tonight, where is your hidden life stored, and where is your hidden life protected? Amen. Many are the stories of someone who was quiet, very courteous, a very kind individual, and all of a sudden they changed into someone who was exactly opposite of that, and maybe became violent. And we've heard stories of that over the years. And everybody looks in wonder, and they say they were such a nice person, and they were so kind and congenial, and they were this and that and the other. But the truth of it was, there was a hidden life. The truth of it was, there was something down inside that they did not reveal to anyone that eventually came to the light for everybody to see. Amen. All of us have a hidden world that very few even know about. Amen. There is a hidden place in each of our hearts. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 5. 1 Corinthians 4 and 5. "Therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts, and then shall every man have praise of God." And so when it comes down to it here, we understand tonight, I won't go into this in detail, but God is the judge of all men, and God is the one who is going to pass judgment upon all men. Can you say amen to that? He's the one who's going to judge everything. And the things that are going to be judged are going to be those secret things. And God will bring to light the hidden things of darkness. And I don't want to focus tonight necessarily upon the hidden things of darkness, but what I want to talk about is the hidden things of the light. Amen. The hidden things of God. We are hid in Christ. Amen. There are some things that we need to hide, to place into the vault of our mind and our hearts. Amen. And it is those things that are going to be opened. The door of our mind and our heart will be opened on that last day, and it will be revealed if we loved God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength, or if there will be something else in the vault of our mind or our heart. Amen. I want Jesus to be number one in my life. Praise the Lord. And the more I get to know him, amen, the more I am amazed at his glory and his power and his love for me. Praise God. And if you're looking for direction in your life tonight, I would just like to encourage you that, number one, seek those things which are above. Amen. Seek those things which are above. Don't worry about a whole lot in your life. Amen. Don't worry about what you're going to wear, what you're going to eat, or where you're going to live. All the world seeks after those things. Amen. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Amen. If you're looking for direction in your life tonight, that's what you need to do, is to begin to seek those things which are above. Amen. And then the blessings begin to come. Praise God. The blessings begin to come. And you begin to add to your life. God begins to add to your life. A car and clothes and a home and all of those things. A family begins to be built in your life. And after a while, you can look back and say, look what the Lord has done in my life. But it's not just my home, and it's not just my car, and it's not just the clothes that I wear and the things that I possess or the money that God has blessed me with. Amen. It is that relationship. Amen. And seek those things which are above. I think that's what we need to do our whole life. And then he says, set your affections on things above. Amen. And so when we come to God and we are risen with Christ through the baptism of the Holy Ghost, amen, then it is the will of God that we seek those things which are above. Don't ever get the idea that when you're praying, God does not hear your prayers. Don't ever get to the place where you think that God is going to bless other people, but he's not going to bless you. I'm telling you tonight, there is much power in prayer. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man, of a righteous woman, availeth much. Amen. It goes a long way, and it does an awful lot. We can never get away from prayer. Amen. We can never get away from seeking after God in our life. We can never get away from these valuable things. Amen. And we must do that. Praise God. Not just do it, but set our affections upon it. Praise God. I love to come and pray and talk to God. Well, praise the Lord. I love to read his word and to study his word. There is just something about it. It's awesome. And it just opens up and it gets bigger and bigger. Amen. There's just something about the word of God. You're really missing out if you're not in the word of God. If you're not studying the word of God for your own personal study time. Amen. It's not just the pastor's job to do the studying. Amen. God can give you revelation through the study of the Word of God and put a joy and an excitement down in your heart. Amen. And that's what is put into the vault of your mind. When you come to God, do these things. Amen. Seek those things which are above and set your affection on things above and not on the earth. Amen. Take those godly things, those holy things, amen, and get the vault of your mind and put them in there and lock them in so the enemy can't come and take them away from you. Praise God. And so the thief cannot break through and steal the precious truths that God has given to you. Amen. And if we're successful at that, we'll make it all the way. And that's really what it's all about, is making it all the way. Praise the Lord. The thought came to me the other day, if I knew that the Lord was coming today, would my problems mean as much to me today? Amen. I got a feeling they wouldn't be as big as I think they are today. Praise God. And you know what? The day is going to come when Jesus is going to come, and the judge of all men is going to come, and there will be a day that you and I will stand before God. Amen. Doesn't matter what we believe or what we say, the vault is going to be opened, and what we put into the hidden place of our life is going to be revealed. Amen. Seek those things which are above. Amen. Set your affections on things that are above. Don't worry about a whole lot other than getting to know God. Amen. Getting to know the Word of God and walking with God with all of your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And the reason is simple, because the things of this world, he said, set your affections on things above, not on the things of this earth, amen, because the things of this earth or the cares of this earth, amen, are like thorns that will choke out the Word of God, and it will choke out your relationship with God, and before you know it, you're setting your affection on other things. And other things become more important, amen, than living for God. Other things become more important than the Word of God. Other things become, well, praise the Lord. They become more important. Amen. But they're not more important because when Jesus comes, it's not going to matter. Praise the Lord. Amen. In this hidden place, amen, the wise will be careful, amen, about the things that they place in the hidden vault of their life. Praise God. We can hide anger and bitterness and sin, or we can hide Jesus in our hearts. For our life is hid with Christ in God. Amen. Because when the storms of life come, I'm telling you, what's in the vault is going to get us through the time of testing and the time of storm. Go with me to 2 Kings 20. 2 Kings 20. And it's talking about the king Hezekiah here. And the Lord blessed Hezekiah, and he was doing really well. But there was something that he missed here, and I want to just share it with you tonight. Hezekiah hearkened unto them and showed them all the house of his precious things. And what this was the Babylonians came down to see Hezekiah. And they asked to see his house. You know, it's not wise to tell everybody everything about your life. It's not wise to reveal everything that's going on in your life. Amen. Well, I'm going to get onto that here in just a moment. Let's read a little bit further here. And he took these people from Babylon and he showed them all the house of his precious things. The silver, the gold, the spices, the precious ointment, and all the house of his armor, and all that was found in his treasures. There was nothing in his house, nor in all his domain, that Hezekiah showed them not. Not very wise. He was not very wise. And then came Isaiah the prophet unto King Hezekiah, and said unto him, What said these men? And from whence came they unto thee? And Hezekiah said, They are from a far country, even from Babylon. And he said, What have they seen in thine house? And Hezekiah answered, All the things that are mine are in mine house have they seen. There is nothing among my treasure that I have not showed them. And Isaiah said unto Hezekiah, Hear the word of the Lord. Behold, the days come that all that is in thine house and that which thy fathers have laid up in store unto this day shall be carried into Babylon. Nothing shall be left, saith the Lord. Amen. Hezekiah made a terrible mistake by showing the enemies of his kingdom, of Israel, all of the armor, all of the weapons of war. He basically gave them information, and information is power. Amen. They understood where he was coming from as far as his military was concerned. They understood what his net worth was. They could see the silver and the gold and all of those things. Amen. But I'm telling you tonight, we have some things that are even more precious than what Hezekiah had. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught or come to nothing, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God hath ordained before the world unto our glory. Praise God. And so we understand tonight, Jesus even revealed this truth. Matthew 13 and verse 35, it says, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables, I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. God knows that there are some things that should not be told until the proper time. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. It's probably not a wise thing to tell everybody all of your troubles all the time. Amen. It's probably not a wise thing to tell everybody about all of your blessings all the time. Amen. I'll tell you why. Because they can become jealous of you. Or because they may want to take that which you have. Amen. But there is something more important than our possessions and our money and all of those things. Amen. It is our walk with God and our relationship with the Lord. Jesus said, when you pray, don't pray out in public so everybody can hear you. But he said, go to your closet and pray, and your Father, which sees in secret, will reward you openly. Praise God. And so we're not trying to get the reward by our bragging, but amen, we're just letting God show us, or show everybody else rather, amen, where we are in Him. It's a whole lot better not to tell folks that you're successful. Just let your life show that you're successful. Praise the Lord. It's a whole lot better, amen, just to be who you are and let everybody see who you are rather than to tell everybody who you are. Amen. And I'm telling you tonight, this vault, this hidden place where we are hidden in Christ, the devil can't come into that place. Well, praise God. The devil's not everywhere all the time. And he is not given the privilege of coming into your prayer closet. He is not given the privilege to come into the house of God when you're praying before church. Amen. And listening to what you're saying so that he can get an advantage over you. He does not have that ability. When you're in that secret place, in that closet of prayer, and you're talking to God, only you and God know what's going on in there. Amen. What a wonderful place it is. What a wonderful time it is to talk to somebody who's not going to repeat anything you say. He's not going to judge you for what you're saying. Praise God. But he's going to help us, and he's going to answer those prayers. Praise God. Thank God for the hidden life. Amen. All of us need that hidden life. And Hezekiah, the enemies of Israel came by, and he just opened up the door and told them everything about everything and showed them all the silver and all the gold and all the things that he possessed. And the day came that the Babylonians knew where it was. They knew what it was. They knew how to get to it. And they went in and they pillaged and they plundered and they carried it all away unto Babylon. Amen. Jesus revealed this truth to us here by giving us those parables. Some folks look at those things as very simple and basic. A sower went forth to sow. Amen. He talked in another place about a good man that had a house. In another place, he talked about a vineyard. In another place, he talked about a father and a prodigal son and a faithful son. Amen. Many, many numbers of parables that Jesus spoke in very simple terms. But the Bible says that those truths had been hidden from the foundation of the world, that nobody had heard anything like it whatsoever. Amen. We're so accustomed to these things that if all we did was talk about the parables, amen, we'd probably end up getting bored by it. A sower went forth to sow. Okay, we live in Kansas. We sow seeds all the time, and those seeds come up. Oh, listen, friend, I'm telling you, there's some hidden wisdom. And he said it there in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. We speak the wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes or the powers or the politics of this world that is going to come to nothing. But we speak. Everybody said, I speak. I speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom. Praise God. We're seeking those things which are above. We're setting our affections on the things that are above. Amen. We're looking at the Word of God, the simplicity of the Word of God, and we're getting excited about it, and we're sharing it with one another, and we're preaching about it. Amen. We're teaching it to others in Bible studies. Very simple things, and yet they are very profound things. Amen. Oh, praise God. Come on, church. I'm telling you tonight, we can never get off of the foundational truths and the principles that we find in the Word of God and go on to greater and bigger things out in this world. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. More of this, that, or the other isn't going to bless your life as much as you might think. But the thing that will really bless your life is getting a hold of God. Amen. Amen. Getting into that secret place in your life, into the vault, and shutting the door and getting to know Him more and more and more. Paul said that I might know Him. Amen. The highest thing that he could think of in his life would not even be soul winning, but it would just be to know God. Amen. Why do we get discouraged? Well, I can only speak for myself. I get discouraged when I want something and it doesn't come. When I desire something and it doesn't happen. When I'm praying for something and it doesn't seem like it's coming my way, I get discouraged. Amen. But I'm telling you, I never get discouraged in the presence of God. I never find myself falling short in joy and peace. Amen. When I'm in the presence of God. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. You get to going in a prayer meeting, just you and the Lord, and you're talking to Him, and He's talking to you. Oh, praise God. You can get up out of that prayer meeting, and you can go through the course of the day, and you just know that He's right there beside you. And whatever comes, I've talked to God this morning. Amen. I've been in the presence of God this morning, and everything's going to be all right. Amen. I talked to Him. We discussed some things in secret together. Amen. He showed me some things that I didn't know before. He gave me direction on what I should do or what I should say or where I should go. Amen. Praise God. I'm telling you what, friend, we're missing a lot of blessings. Amen. Somebody said one time, God's got a handful of blessings to give His people. Amen. But nobody to give them to. I'll tell you what, I want to get right in line and say, God, I want them. Amen. Pass it over here, Lord. Amen. Jesus, Thou Son of David, have mercy on me. I want it. It's for me. Praise God. But when we set our affections on the things of the earth, and we set our affections and our desires upon what we want in this life, you're setting yourself up to become discouraged. Amen. But let's not be discouraged. Amen. Because there are some things in the hidden place that God has for you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. I remember as a new convert getting the keys to the church. I volunteered to be the janitor. In fact, I think they actually paid me, which to me was the greatest thing in the whole world. I got a key to the church, and I got paid to have a key to the church. And it wasn't much. It was like $30 a week or something like that for cleaning the church. And I did that. I was willing to clean the church so that I could go to the house of God anytime I wanted to, and I could open the door and I could go in there and pray. And I remember praying till midnight, till 1 o'clock, till 2 o'clock in the morning. I had to go to work the next day, but I just had to go and talk to God. I just had to go and be in His presence. Amen. And talk in tongues. Amen. And worship God and get in the Holy Ghost and let the Lord begin to speak to my heart and my life. I've got to admit to you tonight, and this is going to be for all of us probably, amen, there have been times in my life where I got to a place where I plateaued, amen, and I didn't go to the house of God and pray like I used to pray. Amen. A plateau where I kind of leveled off and maybe even fell off just a little bit. Amen. If you're in that place tonight, amen, don't be distressed. Just get up and go back to that hidden place. Amen. And find the joy of talking to God again. Amen. And understand that without God, we're going to be rowing that boat across the sea in the storm. But with the Lord, all of a sudden the boat will be on the other side without us even rowing at all. We struggle through life sometimes. Come on, you know I'm preaching to you tonight. I'm preaching to me tonight. Amen. We struggle, we row, we work hard. Amen. We're pushing against the wind. Amen. And it doesn't seem like we're getting anywhere. I'm telling you what we need God to pass by us. Amen. We need to cry out there in that hidden place, out there on that sea where nobody else is, and cry out to him and have him say, "Peace, be still." And then all of a sudden our efforts produce more results. Amen. We can row against the tide of this world, and without prayer, it's going to be nothing but a struggle. Amen. Without prayer and without getting into that hidden place in God, amen, we're going to just be fighting and fighting and fighting. And there are times that we have to do that even with the Lord. But I'm telling you, God is able to perform miracles. God is able to get us from point A to point B just like that. Amen. God is able to lift you up. Amen. And take all of that work and do it himself. Praise God. Praise God. Kind of like the guy, you've used this before. Brother Scott told me this one, so you'll know where it came from. Amen. The guy bought a chainsaw, and he brought it back a couple days later, and he said, "There's something wrong with this thing. It's wearing me out, and it's not cutting any wood." And the guy said, "Well, let me look at it." And he looked at it, he primed it, he pulled the cable, and it went, "Brrrnga!" And the man said, "What was that?" He was trying to cut wood by going like this with a chainsaw. And for days he was wearing himself out when all he needed to do was get to somebody that knew what was going on. Okay, that's how it works. Oh my goodness, I've been fighting against this way for days. Amen. Folks, I'm telling you, you and I have done the very same thing. You know what makes church so easy? It's the presence of God. When we come in here and we find that secret place and we talk to God and God comes in, I'm telling you, it makes worship a whole lot easier. It makes prayer a whole lot easier. Amen. It makes living for God a whole lot easier when God's presence is there. Amen. Don't live for God all the days of your life and make it a struggle. Amen. I said, don't make it a struggle. Amen. Find the place of the joy of the Lord. Find the place of the power of the Holy Ghost. Find the place of deliverance. He said to pray, "Deliver us." Amen. And we're delivered from the struggle. Amen. And we can walk with God in joy and peace and righteousness. Amen. Maybe you don't believe that. Just keep rowing then. Amen. And you can brag on how big your muscles are, and you've only made it 10 feet across the sea. Amen. Because the waves and the wind have been pushing against you. But I'm telling you what, God is able to perform miracles. Amen. Amen. Deuteronomy 29 and 29. And I'm going to finish here momentarily. Deuteronomy 29 and 29. It says, "The secret things belong unto the Lord our God." Amen. God has all the secrets. He knows everything. He knows everything. If scientists of our day would become converted to Jesus Christ and begin to pray and ask God for wisdom in the scientific things, I have got a feeling that they would be able to come up with inventions that we have not even conceived of. That's right. One invention, his last name was Phillips, I believe. And he invented an engine, and they use it out in space now. He was a Presbyterian minister, and he prayed. Some of the scientific things that came to us through George Carver Washington, I believe was his name, a black scientist, and he held up a peanut in his hand, and he looked at that peanut and wondered, what's in that peanut? And so he went to God, and he prayed, and he said, God, would you show me what's in that peanut? Amen. You say, that's foolishness. No, it's not foolishness. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God. God can show you how to put a building together. God can show you how to fix your car. God can show you if you'll just take the time to go to that hidden place and go to God and say, God, I need wisdom. You say, God will help me fix my car. Yes, He will. You say, God will show me where to buy my car. Yes, He will. You say, God will show me this, that, or the... I'm telling you, God will help you, amen, in the smallest of things in your life if you'll call upon Him. If you'll get in that secret place. But those things which are revealed belong unto us and our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. God's not going to reveal all of His secrets to us. The Bible says we see now through a glass darkly, but then face to face. We're not going to see all the secrets, but praise God, the ones that are revealed, we can walk in them. Amen. We can enjoy them. Praise God. The secrets belong unto us. Praise the Lord. What's in your secret life tonight? Amen. If we were to open the doors to the vault of your mind and your life, what would be found there? I'm telling you tonight, Jesus Christ, if our life is hid in Him, amen, we'll be safe from destruction. Amen. We will be safe and secure in Him. Amen. The secret place. The secret place. They say that there are many, 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 many cities that are under the ground in America that have been built. They're secret. Nobody knows about them. When I went to the Toyota dealership and bought the RAV that I own, we were talking to the finance man, and he said, what you got planned for the weekend? And so we told him about the church. And so what do you got planned for the weekend? He said, well, I'm just kind of an eccentric sort of a person. And he said, me and my wife, we're going to go up to Kansas City, and we're going to see that city that's under the ground. I said, what are you talking about? He said, oh, you've never heard of that. He said, there's a whole city under the ground. The government has dug it out, and it's under the ground. Amen. They don't want the enemy to know where it's at. He said, we went up there, and we took pictures. We were taking pictures of the entrance of this city. And he said, police pulled us over and said, we're asking you to please not take any more pictures of this. And y'all are looking at me kind of funny, because that's the way I was looking at him when he was telling me that. And then I just heard the other day the very same thing, that there's a city under the ground up in Kansas City, and it's one of the largest ones in the country. Somebody has got some secrets. They say from Washington, D.C., all the way to Denver, Colorado, all the way to Colorado Springs, where the NORAD, North American situation. They dug it out of the granite and way back into that mountain. There's a tunnel that goes from Washington, D.C. to a secret place where in the time of trouble they can get away. You know what? That's the world. But we've got a secret place tonight. We've got a place where we can run and hide, and the enemy cannot come in the time of trouble. Praise God. Do you believe that tonight? Amen. Check your secret life out. If you're having difficulties living for God, if you're having difficulties in the realm of the Spirit in your life, amen. Go in there and open up that vault. Amen. Make sure you know what's in there. Praise God. God bless you. Let's stand together tonight. Praise the Lord. I made a mistake the other day, and I was at the house alone, and a man pulls up in my driveway with a pickup truck and a trailer, and I had some things out on the ground, and he come up, knocked on the door, and I didn't know who it was, and I wasn't going to answer the door. I felt kind of funny about it, and I waited. He went over to his truck, pulled down the back of his trailer, started loading things up in his trailer. And I'm watching this whole thing unfold. I ran back and I thought, oh my, I forgot my passcode for my vault where my pistol is kept. Real good, that's going to do me. So I've got a shotgun underneath my bed, and it's loaded. So I grabbed my shotgun. It was laying right there, and I thought, he ain't coming past this shotgun. Praise the Lord. Exciting things happen in life sometimes. And so I called 911. There's a robbery taking place right now. You got to get here now. Help! I've got a shotgun and I'm going to use it. You got a what? I've got a shotgun and I'm going to use it. Sir, we're going to be there right away. They're headed to my house. This happened just a few weeks ago. And before they got there, he closed up the trailer and drove off. I ran out and got in my car and I started following him. And I'm talking to the police on the phone. He didn't go east. I think he went west towards Augusta. And all of a sudden, the man, he said, don't get off the phone with me. He said, stay on the phone with me. And he said, we got him pulled over in Augusta. I said, yes. They pulled him over on Custer Lane. Amen. But in the time of my trouble, I was looking for that thing in that vault, and I couldn't get it out because I hadn't been there very often. I needed to get to it quickly. Amen. And I was not able to do that. Praise God. Well, the short of the long story, when Brother Johnson came, praise the Lord, he was visiting with a young man from the Jonathan Dudley's church who is into a lawn business, but he's got horses, and all the stuff that was on the ground that he was loading up was Brother Johnson's stuff. And we had talked about it several months ago, and I had forgotten about it. He said, I'm coming to get it. He never came to get it. Brother Johnson said, just give it to your neighbors. He said, forget about it. We're not going to give it to him. Just forget about it. Well, I forgot about it. And the Augusta police said, we got somebody here that knows you. You're from New Life Tabernacle. Yeah, you guys know me. And he said, he had all the information right. He said something about some stuff that you was going to give him. And all of a sudden, the light came on. And I thought, oh, dear God, what have I done? Almost got one of the dear saints of God arrested. They had him pulled over. He'd already called his wife and said, I'm in trouble. Amen. I called Brother Jonathan. I called Brother Johnson. They both had a good laugh about it. But you know what? That was a false alarm. But somewhere I hope not, and I've never had any trouble, but God forbid that I'm going to need to get into that pistol vault quickly. I got the keys laying up on the top. That's not really the safest thing. And I can get in there in a hurry. But I don't want to leave it out because I don't want to get into a dream where I need the gun and hurt myself or hurt somebody else. Chess thinks I'm crazy here tonight. You're going to need to get into that vault. You're going to need to know how to get in there. And the only way that you're going to know that is by getting in there on a regular basis. Amen. I know how to open the door into the presence of God, where I can talk to God, where I can get an answer for the situation. Praise the Lord. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Amen. Isn't God good? God's good. Amen. Father, I thank you for the word of the Lord tonight. Thank you for a place that we can run and hide, a safety, a place of safety, a place where peace reigns, a place where we can find the answers that we need for life. Help us tonight. Help the new ones. Help those of us that have been here a long time to remember that the secret things belong to you, and we need to know your secrets. God, we've got to know. We've got to hear from you. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Can we give him a hand clap of praise and thanks tonight?